Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. Today I will be highlighting another Cameron Council race in the city of Albany. I'm going to be talking with Jim Adair, who's running in the 6th ward against Richard Conte. Jim, how's it going?
It's going very well, thank you. And I do need to point out it's aider, like someone who applies first aid or elevator
I'm
or
so
escalator.
Sorry.
I appreciate your time very much.
So tell us a little bit about why you decided to run and how it's going.
Our late winter snowstorms are what drove me to this race. And I shake my finger at the snow every time it comes, but this time there were many homes on my commute to walk to work. I'm quite fortunate I walk. But not shoveled, and I just thought, oh, I'm glad that I don't walk with a cane or a walker. And that really is what said to me, you know, spoke to me and said, Jim, you need to be able to have a stronger voice in our government.
So how long have you lived in the area?
Oh, geez, on and off since the early 90s. And I've been hanging around in that neighborhood since I could drive a vehicle down there in 1986 or 87.
So where do you work that you, where do you live and where do you work that it's a walking commute for you?
Yeah, I live on Washington Avenue right next to the firehouse, a couple houses up from the firehouse at the point, I think they call it. Western Avenue starts right there.
Okay.
And I work just down the road between Lark and Dove. On Washington.
Oh, okay. Okay. So as you were walking, and you found the walking a little bit dangerous, at that point, did you say, hey, I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to run for Cameron Council. What were your thoughts as you were walking that day?
Oh, geez, that day in particular, I probably grumbled and mumbled under my breath most of the way and got to the end and said, I'm just going to do something about it. As opposed to calling somebody about it, I wanted to be someone who was going to be able to push in the right direction for our neighborhood, and that said, Cameron Council.
So up until that day, were you satisfied with the representation that you were getting in the Cameron Council?
No, I wasn't, but I really hadn't been driven to the point of no return where I had to ensure there was going to be a change.
So as you're going around and talking to people, what are the most important issues that you've been addressing?
Well, the first thing that I always bring up is the trash fee. I don't
right.
know what sort of subsidizes the trash of the rich on the backs of the poor, but that's what happened when my opponent sponsored that fee. In front of the council, brought it to the council and said, here's a good idea, here's what we should do. We should charge folks who can least afford it more money for their trash. And it's just egregious, and I don't know if there's a strong enough term for it that wouldn't make me sound like the sailor and soldier I've been in the past.
Now, have you gone to any Cameron Council meetings?
I have. I've testified in front of the council, geez, 4 or 5 years ago when a group of Iraqi and Afghani veterans had proposed a global war on terror monument, and the Cameron Council wasn't quite receptive as we had hoped. But
now,
Go ahead. Just those two times, Cynthia. That's really it.
Okay. So basically, the two times that you did go, what did you take away from those meetings? Did you feel that the people on the council represented the best interests of the city?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that's the case, if only for the very fact that they seem to be inefficient with the people's time. Seems to be a lot of time wasted at those meetings, and I started to think what goes on in the caucus.
Okay, so there's been a number of issues that I've been talking about this election season. Let's go down the list of a few of them.
One,
and one of the one of the most important issues that's been raised is rezone Albany. There's been, you know, a reaction from the public that they're not really too happy with it, but it was voted on 12-3. What is your feeling about rezone Albany?
I think for a project the scale of rezone Albany, they certainly crammed it into a very brief period of time. You know, to suppose that you can rezone an entire city in such a brief period of time just speaks to frankly, the level of arrogance and disconnect of some of the members of the council and the administration.
How about crime? How do you feel about crime in the city of Albany?
Well, right in the Sixth Ward, we had there was an attempted murder in Hamilton and Lark Street. We had an attack in a church on Chestnut Street that was not made public until 41 days when the woman was arrested. I don't think the community policing model is as effective as we had hoped. And I do know it needs tweaking, and I'm not sure anyone is in the position of power to do so now, but should the good people of the Sixth Ward give their faith, I'll make sure that gets tweaked.
How do you feel about drugs, the proliferation of drugs in the city of Albany?
Well, as always, the gravest concern of mine, you know, having lived in this city for so long, is the opioid use. And, you know, the scary trend of the opioids are becoming more potent and more deadly. I think there needs to be a redoubled or retripled effort on, you know, awareness. And I would say it's one of the larger issues facing our city. You know, we're losing people far too often to the opioid epidemic.
Now, the Sixth Ward, that's kind of – would you say there was any urban blight in your ward?
Yeah, the whole next apartment has a couple wrecked vehicles that have just, you know, weeds growing through the floorboards. You know, I walk past one or two Red X homes, depending on which way I go to work each day. And there are more about the city, or, you know, about the Sixth Ward that aren't even labeled as such. There are empty, vacant properties that just don't have the red X on them. That is a whole other, you know, can of worms. But, yes, there is blight within the Sixth. Yes, there is.
Now, if there's urban blight and the administration is concerned about building luxury houses and stuff, do you think that's a problem?
Yeah, certainly, the top-down economics that seem to be in play or in use with the administration now, I don't feel is effective. We don't need to give tax breaks to big developers. We need to give tax breaks to individual homeowners so they will build and they will stay and they will take pride in their neighborhood. And that, you know, that pride we know is infectious. Once we start having, you know, places to live where we are happy to live there, we are proud to be there, it only affects everyone else in the same way. We need to start right in the heart of the We need to start right in the heart of the city, which is the Sixth Ward. It can only radiate outward from there.
You're challenging a 20-year incumbent. From my understanding, is over the years, Richard Conte has not received much of a challenge. So when you stepped up to the plate to challenge him, did that shake up the administration somewhat, do you believe?
I don't want to say I don't care what they think, but I wouldn't have to think very long to try to imagine what they think about my challenge and my ascension to the ward position. There's been no plan ever made to run against someone like me. I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan, and I am, frankly, relishing a fight to stick up for my ward, whereas my opponent is just a rubber stamp for the administration.
There was talk at the beginning of the year that Richard Conte was going to run for Cameron Council president, and then he didn't because it seems as though Coriolis came into the picture and the mayor embraced Coriolis. Why do you think, given the scenario that has been going on for the past couple of months, why do you think the Richard Conte still embraces the mayor after the mayor threw him under the bus to somebody else?
I think that siding up with the mayor requires less work. You don't have to think about his problems if the solutions are given to him.
Wow. So do you think that's the thinking amongst most Cameron Council members? That's an interesting concept.
Do I know? No, I only six ward. That's as far as I reach into it. You know, it's been groping around in the nobody politic pool. So I'm not really interested in digging any further right now. Just grabbing this one spot.
Okay. So if you're elected Cameron Council, to the Cameron Council, what do you see as your priorities as far as legislation is concerned? What would you do to make your ward and overall the city a better place?
Trash fees first. The trash fee, it's paramount. Again, I don't know what sort of government subsidizes the trash on the backs of the poor, but it's what we did here. There is no way anybody can really feel good about that and feel proud of their city, knowing full well that the people who can least afford an extra $15 a month are the ones that are ending up putting the bill so we can keep putting all that trash in the pine bush. That's number one, but far and away.
Now, were you there the night that the Cameron Council voted for the trash fee?
I was not.
Well, I had gone there, and person after person had come up and spoken against it. And then when the vote was called, you know, the majority of the council members voted against the constituents and for the mayor's trash fee. You know, that was a turning point for me also. If the Cameron Council members are not listening to the people that elected them, then what's the point of even having representative government? Would you agree?
And you know what? You shouldn't even have to listen to somebody. Like, someone shouldn't have to tell you that, hey, this is not good for our neighborhood. You know, you should know that this doesn't make sense. You know, but instead, this information was passed on from on high, rubber stamped by those 12, moved in front because of the citizens. It's a disgrace, and there's no way that we can be able to have it.
Okay. So how has your support been as you go around your district? What is the feeling when you talk to the people?
I think it's been overwhelmingly positive, and I am a newcomer at this, but I can count 5-6 people who have told me no, they're going to vote for me at this point, and I've knocked on not nearly every door in the entire ward more than once. So, again, speaking from, you know, as a political rookie, it's been overwhelmingly supportive.
Do you think there's going to be a major shift come September?
Yes, and I'm proud to say that I'm going to be on the right side pushing the right direction because I have the right interests in mind for the good people of the 6th Ward and the city. My city, I've been here since 73. Enough's enough.
So if somebody wants to get involved in your campaign, if somebody wants to make a contribution, walk door-to-door, how can they reach you?
The best way is on Facebook. You know, it's Aider for the 6th Ward. And there's pictures of me skateboarding in the park you can check out there that I'm sure my opponent will be able to post. And that's the easiest way. My telephone number, if anyone would like, it's area code 518-320-5041. And I'd love to speak to anyone, and in particular about their support. Listen, I can get to your house quick, and the sixth floor, it's small. I got a bicycle. I'll be there in 15 minutes tops.
So is there anything I neglected to talk about or mention that you would like to address?
No, not at this time, but I would love to talk to you again.
Okay, I would like to talk to you also. So you've been listening to Jim Adair. Did I pronounce it right?
Ader, my first Ader.
Jim Ader, and he's running for Cameron Council in the 6th Ward. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes, and if you have a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany. And all of you who listen to radio, check out WCAA 107.3 on your dial. Listen to the station, and if you're interested in radio, become part of the WCAA family. Thanks, Jim, and we shall talk again.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you again for your time.
My pleasure.